Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yes. It's about time.
Yeah, three seasons in, and we are now starting our first episode of the Broad City After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm super excited about it. I think it's a long time coming. I'm Mary Lou Mandel, and please meet my wonderful co-hosts.
Hi, I'm Jay Ellis.
What's up, guys? Jeff Graham here. We'll circle back to you so they can find out where to follow you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
You're totally good. You guys can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham and Instagram at Jeffrey Crane Graham. Where can they find you, Jay?
Okay, on Twitter, I am still_jealous, J-E-L-L-I-S. And on Instagram, don't_be_jealous.
And I'm jealous, but all of my social media is all Mary Lou Mandel, M-A-R-I-E-L-O-U-M-A-N-D-L. And I just started trying to get into Snapchat.
I don't get Snapchat.
I'm gonna get it.
It's just too much for me. Like, I feel like I liked Facebook, and then Twitter came out, and I was like, crap, I just figured out Facebook. And there's, like, this pair, like, there's just all this stuff.
So much.
So much stuff.
You gotta choose your battles, find the ones that work for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I feel like I'm gonna make that work, but what is working for me is this new season of Broad City. But before we get into talking about the new episodes, because we're already in the third season, I wanted to find out how you guys came across Broad City.
Like, you know, so the show premiered in the spring of 2014, right? I was actually on spring break with, like, my buddies, and it was, like, these three guys, and we were watching Workaholics, and we're like, you know, let's check out this new show. And from the moment it started, we were like, this is one of the funniest shows we've ever seen. It's, like, so, the humor is so specific, and I've always said that it's one of the only shows on TV where, like, it seems like the girls actually like each other, which is so great, because all other female-driven shows are kind of driven by conflict and antagonism. In this show, like, Abby and Alana just love each other so much, and that's one of the pretty much from the first season, I've been pretty diehard about this show.
You're so right. They do have, like, a camaraderie that comes across on screen, and I actually came into it a little bit later where I want to say that it was recommended to me by a friend, and they told me, you have to catch up, you have to catch up, because it had been, like, a few weeks that I hadn't even watched, and when I did, I was hooked. I think I watched the first four all in a row, and then I was caught up, and then season two, I was craving, wanting it, and now season three, I mean, I've been looking forward to this for a really long time.
Yes.
I'm excited it's back.
That's great. How about you, Jonathan? Are you still in there? We lost him.
Our producer watches Broad City, but we don't know where he went.
Ooh,
Hello?
There he is. There he is.
What happened?
Oh, wanted to know how you found Broad City, how it came into your world.
Oh, how I came into it. Well, I was flicking my bean one day.
Yeah. All right.
And that was a cooking reference. Uh-huh. Thank you very much. And I just I wanted to see what was on Hulu. I don't know. I think I just found it on Hulu, to be honest.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I was trying to come up with a good, crazy, goofy, funny story.
It didn't work. It's okay. You got time to warm up. You weren't with us, so it's cool.
Yeah, we caught you off guard.
Flicking his bean over there. He's trying to cook something.
It started strong, and then... Yeah.
So last year, I injured myself, and I was, like, bedridden. And so I was just, like, sad, and I was like, I need things to watch. People tell me what to watch. And so at this point, Broad City's whole first season was out, and part of the second season had already been out. And so I was like, I don't know. I don't, like, sometimes I don't like stuff that feels, like, too stupid. Like, there's, like, South Park I don't understand.
Yeah. Right.
Like, it doesn't do it for me. So I was like, is this another one of these shows? And then I watched it, and I, like, fell in love. And I was like, I want to be part of their crew.
I know.
Now, did you come in on the second season, or did you go back and watch from first season?
I went back and watched it from the beginning.
Yeah.
Because I have to see things in order.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah.
But I'm glad that I did, because you grow with them.
Absolutely.
And one thing I've noticed, like, looking at the seasons is, each season does have a specific feel.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the feel of the entire show is never lost. Like, I feel like that's... the essence of the show has been preserved since the start. But already in this third season, I'm noticing things that are making it still feel fresh season to season.
Totally.
Which is awesome.
And I even went back and watched some of the web series.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, so you can see, like, where the roots of the show, and then how it grew into a, like, a network series, and then they got budget, and then it was, like, even more, like, more ridiculous because they were able to get on a boat. They're able, like, they have more sets they have access to. Like,
right.
It's awesome.
And this show's actually done a really good job at, like, showing character progression without really progressing them.
Right.
Like, they're still immature. They're still, like, crazy people and characters to watch, but they do it in a way where you're, like, not bored or, like, seeing the same things, the same behaviors from people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, we're still getting to know them more and more.
Absolutely.
Despite the fact that the essence of who they are hasn't really changed.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Awesome.
And then, so do you guys, from our, because we didn't get to have an after show of the first few seasons, did you guys have any moments that stand out to you that you're like,
man,
this show makes it for me?
Yeah, for me, the one where Abby gets her wisdom teeth taken out, that episode had me the entire time laughing. It's packed full of jokes, and it's a stereotypical, like, I mean, they could do whatever they want with, like, dream sequences, whatever, but that one just had some of the best gags that they've ever done on the show, and I was so happy, I don't want to jump ahead, but to get that character, the little bunny thing,
the
was back.
Came back.
I was so excited to see that. It kind of made me think of the wisdom teeth episode.
Yeah.
That was the one that I was like, okay, this show's for me.
Oh, for sure. You know, it's funny. You mentioned the boat. That whole episode is so funny.
Yeah.
And, like, this is an example of the details that Broad City gets right. When Abby's on that boat and it's just five sets of twins.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's the stuff where you're just like, what the hell am I watching?
What is happening here?
But it's so funny.
Yeah.
But in terms of my favorite episode, I think it would have to be the Kochek episode with Kelly Ripa.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
I love how this show will take, like, respected guest stars and actors and just push them in ways that you've never seen and make them so much greater. Like, who knew Kelly Ripa was so funny?
Right.
I mean, like, she was so game on set.
Yeah.
And, like, it was that episode, just like the scene where Kelly Ripa's character, Kelly Ripa, drops the gift basket out the window.
Yeah.
And then what is she? She says, like, your turn, bitch.
Yeah.
I forget if she says something.
Yeah.
And then Abby has to, the show is just gold for me.
It's mm-hmm. so great. There's so many good moments. And, like, I really love the Val storyline and how it, in the beginning of season two, like, they're on a subway or something. And somebody's like, it's Val. And, like,
oh,
they
Val.
Don't touch it for, like, 3 or 4 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So you're, like, this little nugget of, like, Val. Oh, okay. That's random.
Yeah.
And then later we find out who Val is, and it's, you know,
come
Abby's
on,
alter
come
ego.
On, get happy.
She's like, where have you been going? Like, everybody in this bar knows them. It's so
mm-hmm.
great. Okay, so then last question before we get into these episodes. Are you more an Abby or a Lana?
Oh my gosh. It's hard to choose, but I think because she's the polar opposite of who I am, it has to be a Lana. Like,
uh-huh.
I like watching her. Yeah, it has to be a Lana for me.
Yeah.
I'm definitely more of an Abby. Like, I feel like I'm always putting my foot in my mouth like she is. And, like, a lot of times Abby will kind of try to express anger or, like, stick up for herself. And it's just in, like, the most, like, adorably pathetic, like, earnest way. I feel like that's something I am frequently doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I'm more of an Abby, but in my head, I'm totally a Lana.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, this is everything. Like,
yes.
She's just, like, so loud and amazing, and she's so bold with her fashion choices. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. So, this season starts out super, super strong, and the first episode is called 2 Chainz. So, we get an intro with this show, and it's, like, a split screen of them in their 2 bathrooms, and it's 4 seasons in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So, what'd you guys think about this as an opener?
It was so strong to come out like this because it's just, if you haven't seen the show, you're going to immediately know who these characters are and you get an idea of who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I had to watch it back a couple times because there's so much happening between both of them. I did watch, like, Alana, just the weird things that are going on in her bathroom. I don't understand them, but I thought it was a great start because, again, if you haven't seen the show and you wanted to get in, you could just jump right into this episode and you would know who these people are.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was perfect. I mean, like, I cannot think of a stronger way to start the third season. It was nice because it was, like, we got to see both the juxtaposition of Abby and Alana, but also, like, the cohesiveness of
mm-hmm.
Abby and Alana.
Mm-hmm.
So I really could not think of a better way to start the third season.
Yeah.
And then we also get some introduction in there of some of the other characters
mm-hmm.
in Broad City. So, like, Lincoln is one of my favorites.
So I love Hannibal Buress anyway.
Yeah.
Absolutely great.
Yeah.
And his relationship with Alana is so, like, we get to see a lot of that, even just in these first 2 episodes, of how they work together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's so different than any other male-female relationship that's on television.
Yeah.
Because Alana just is, like, free and open and, like, understanding but like aggressive about it.
Yes.
Like it's so great. And one of the moments that was in there, I should have pulled a screenshot of this, when they're in the split screen, they're wearing the dress that everybody was like, is it blue or is it
are you it's kidding me? That is so funny.
Yeah, I caught that, and it's totally like polarized, like you could see from each one, but I caught that, and they actually pulled the dress that Abby wore, I think it's a season one, like they continuously show her, and they show Bevers trying to get into that blue dress.
Yeah, totally do.
I love that they just have like running gags that have lasted since season one, and it's continuously going.
Oh my gosh. Well, I do have to brag really quick. On Monday, I went to go see John Mulaney perform at Largo.
I love him, yeah.
And Arturo, who plays Jaime, was in the crowd.
Oh my gosh. Really?
And we got a picture with him.
Oh, that's
so
great.
He was so nice. I'm going to try to see if we can get him on the show.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
He was like so like, oh, thank you so much, man. Like, what is your name? Like, I'm Arturo. Nice to meet you. He was just like so incredibly kind and gracious.
And I'm wondering if they're going to... He had like a real quick... was it the first episode? He had a real quick... cameo.
Uh-huh.
And
I
love the side
out.
The side characters are great, so I'm kind of hoping that we see, I know we've seen Lincoln, but I like
we haven't seen much of the others though.
Yeah,
we haven't seen Bevers, we haven't seen Jaime, so I hope we get more of them. Especially Bevers can be hit or miss for me, but I love Jaime.
Jaime's great.
No, and then our producer actually pulled up one of the photos, the one of the two of them wearing the dress.
Let me full screen that for you.
What a pro.
Look at that. Look, it's so awesome, right? Like, what a call to like pop culture. And because they are, what I like about them is that they're realistic. Like, they're over the top, but they get themselves into different situations that are still in our world. Like, they still live in our universe. And they, like, in our first episode, whenever they're like Abby is in the porta potty or Alana is like on the back of the truck, like they are actually in real danger.
Right.
Like, it's not that kind of like a supernatural world where it's like super slapstick. We can drop her in a, you know, a porta potty and she's gonna be okay.
Right.
She'll actually get hurt.
Yeah.
So that's what I think is more
true.
Fun about it.
For sure. And like, what I love about Broad City is on some levels it's so understated, and like, it doesn't, like the dress, I had no idea they did that. And
so because I went back and watched it like 5 times.
Exactly.
So I was
like,
I need to see every moment that's in here because it's all for a purpose.
Right. And then, but then on the other hand, some of it is so extreme and like surreal. I was reading a review of the first episode, not to get ahead too much, but in the art gallery, when whoever is like, I love this art because it's like surreal, but it's also like real.
Yeah.
And like, she kept repeating it. And the reviewer was like, you know, this is an imperfect encapsulation of Broad City as a show because that's how it operates. It's so understated on some levels, and it's so exaggerated and hilarious and extreme on others.
Oh, it's so great. So we've got in our first episode, the girls are getting into trouble, and there's always a plan. Like, there's always like this scheme that they are getting into for the episode. So we start with them at brunch, and of course they're like, the bottomless mimosas are not available, so they like, sparkling water comes and they're like, we didn't order this, and then when they find out it's free, they get three. Like, I mean, have we not all at some point been those people?
That's my life. I didn't order this. Oh, it's free. A couple more then.
Well, another bread basket. Yeah. That would be fabulous. Thank you so much. But so we find out that Abby's old roommate, not the smelly pussy one, the artist, Maxanne, is having a gallery opening, and they're going to go, but Abby wants to get a new shirt. So she's got, like, she recruits Alana to help her out, but Alana shows up with her bike, drops a key down in the sewer to the chain that is around her waist. Like, come on. It's so funny.
The best part about this show is that they don't address that immediately. They go in and they still have brunch, and then they decide to settle. Like, any other show would be like, okay, now that's our storyline. But they take these two girls and they're like, well, they'll just figure it out after brunch. Like, it's genius to just have them have a normal conversation, and they're like, okay, let's go back to the problem. Like, so it's
so funny.
Because it's still there, right?
It's not going anywhere. It's like, and they're like not that worried about it. So as a viewer, you're just like, yeah, they would just go have brunch. Like, I believe that.
Totally. So this moment where they're at the sewer and they're trying to fish out the key, but it doesn't, they like, something grabs it out, like in the, like, in the same vein as Val, I hope that that thing comes back. Like, whatever it is,
it had a voice.
I hope it comes back.
I did have a question. Was Alana wearing the chain to, like, try to experience the oppression of these?
No, I think that's a chain for her bike. She just happened to wear it around her waist while she rides
around. I actually missed that, and I couldn't figure out, and I was like, maybe the show just didn't address it, but that's so funny.
I think they, at the end, because she goes, oh, nobody took yet. Like, she just, like, leaned her bike against the pole.
And her bike's name is... Michael Jackson.
I missed that. How did I miss that?
And there was a scrotum on the back. I don't know if you guys saw that. No.
Yes.
a lot of scrotums going on in this episode.
A lot of scrotums in this episode.
Yes.
That's amazing.
One quirk I loved about this scene, too, was that Alana hates gum. Like, that was the last thing I would have expected. I love how the show does get specific about character like that. And it's like, I would have guessed that Alana, she just seems like a gum chewer, but she hates gum. Like, that stuff is so funny.
And that's the kind of thing it'll come back to, I bet.
Yeah.
Totally. And that's, these girls come from UCB, like, Upright Citizens Brigade, and I studied there also. And so I see a lot of the training and the systems that are taught to you in that kind of school that they use in the series. Like, planting these little nuggets and throwing back to it, and then having like little side stories and then the bigger story. Like, it's really awesome to watch, knowing kind of the theory behind their storytelling as well, even though like they don't follow it by the book, but I don't think you're supposed to.
Right.
You know, it's just like a guideline to get you going.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so fun. And then giving the little like nuggets of information like that, like she hates gum.
Yeah.
You know, like, and she always has really wild fashion.
Yeah.
It's great. But, like, for her, at first when I saw her wearing the chain, I was like, oh, maybe that's just a style. Like, I think it took me a little bit to realize that key was for that chain. I just didn't know what it was for initially.
Right.
Because with her, you never know. It could be very well a fashion statement,
For sure.
Yeah. So then they decide, okay, we'll figure out this chain later, because more pressing is a new shirt for Abby, because half of it got eaten down the sewer drain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, have you guys ever done a pop-up shop? Have you ever been to
a pop-up shop, but I've been to like warehouse sales and like sample sales. And when I saw that, I was like, yes, that's exactly how it is. Less aggressive, but aggressive.
Oh. Yeah. See, I don't really know New York. And like, I feel like one thing I probably will always miss out on with this show is just like really knowing New York.
Mm-hmm.
But that seems like a very New York thing to me from what I know.
I will say, I mean, I've been there a couple times, but they have a way of showing the city that other shows don't, like Sex and City glamorize, and they were walking like down Fifth Avenue. This place, I don't know where they are. Like, I see a street and I'm like, I know it's New York, but where? Like, I don't know these areas. And so I think they do a good job at like showing the city without overshowing the city. If I don't know,
it's their New York.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's where they would hang out. But I never experienced it. But it's my nightmare to be in like a warehouse, anything like that, where people are fighting over clothes. That sounds like a nightmare.
I was in Brooklyn a few weeks ago for a work trip, and we drove past a Whole Foods, and like, I'm pretty sure that was the Whole Foods from the dentist episode.
Uh-huh.
Oh, from the dentist episode.
Yeah. They did go to Brooklyn. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
where I was like, oh, you guys, and everyone's like, what are you talking about? I was like, don't worry. Don't worry about it. So there's all this interesting stuff that's happening in that pop-up shop, and like, even the woman, like, she finds a shirt that she wants, somebody takes her old shirt, which I thought was so funny, because people would totally do that. Like, I would, in a sample sale, I would never put my things down, because somebody will think that's for sale, and they're gonna scoop it. And like, even her saying, she's like, yeah, right, bitch, like, that's okay, goodbye, at least it was broken. But that girl's gonna rock that. So they get out of the store, and they didn't take the tag out. So they go back to try and get the tag off, but it's empty.
Yeah.
It's empty. And that's like those pop-up shops, like, I guess.
Here one day, gone the next.
Yeah.
Or gone. Minute, I guess. Yeah.
So fast. And I liked the moment with that, where it just dropped. It dropped. Like, there's a hanger that fell. So you're looking at it, like, the timing of that. Because I just imagine, like, I work production sometimes, so I'm thinking, like, I see that shot, and like, how did they do that? Somebody had to be, like, swinging the hanger and then run off, and then they filmed it. And
you're right.
I was like, yes, somebody did that.
Yeah.
It's that attention to detail we love with the show.
Yes, please keep doing it. It's the best. It's the best. So, but, like, she buys the shirt because it is 90% off, and she's like, if you don't buy it, then, like, the sweatshop that came out of is worth nothing.
Yeah.
Like, the rationalization is always the best for me. And then we get to, so they've got that shirt, they're trying to figure out how to get it off. Then we get a call from Lincoln. Lincoln calls up and he's like, hey, are you coming over? And of course, Alana's like, well, no, well, tell me something dirty first. Uh-huh. But, you know.
Because I think he said, are you coming?
Yes.
And she goes, well, tell me something dirty first.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is such an Alana.
Uh-huh. Oh,
yes. Yeah. But we find out that there's something that they're supposed to be going to. It's his graduation for something we don't quite know yet. So she's like, yeah, totally. We're coming. But then Abby comes out of the store and she's like, oh, cops are coming. This alarm is going off because they thought that she stole the shirt. And this, I think, is one of my favorite moments of this episode, is like, there's alarms going off. We know the cops are nearby because they did just walk by them. And then they very gingerly and carefully try to get on this bicycle for sure.
But. Yeah, no rush, nothing. It's just a very, like, slow happening, yeah.
Well, you could tell, like, there's such a specific coordination with those two. Uh-huh. Like, trying to get on the bike. Like, it's an example of their friendship is just so long that, mm-hmm. like, even, like, getting on the bike, they have a system.
Yeah.
And it's probably a broken system because yeah. that's kind of how these girls function, but, like, so spot on.
Mm-hmm.
So funny.
So yeah. spot on. So, like, I think, what are they like? Oh, well, they finally get it going. They're like, this is nice, this is nice. And then somebody honks at them and then, like, they're just very New York.
Yeah.
just scream back at him. Don't let him get you down. But we get to Lincoln, and it's his graduation for trapeze school.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That reveal was so good because he's a dentist, and you're like, what would he be graduating from mm-hmm. at this stage in his life? And then it's just such... It's so perfect. Like, there's nothing else that would have made me, like, laugh, and I did, when I saw him just swinging back and forth for...
And he didn't even do, like, any fancy
no.
tricks. It was just, like, go off and uh-huh. swing, which made me laugh so much.
I know.
It was either he was going to be super right. fantastic, like, advanced-level trapeze,
right.
or it really was, like, that beginner class where you're, like, just, I swung by myself.
Yeah.
Yes.
So perfect. And just, like, what is Lincoln graduating from? Like, that suspense, and you're like, oh, okay, it's trapeze school. Like,
yes.
Just so great.
And then they're like, why did you do this? And it was a throwback to another iconic New York show, yeah. Sex mm-hmm. in the City, because he saw Carrie do it.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
saw Carrie do it. And then they get into the same thing. That's why I wanted to ask, like, are you more of an Abby or a Lana? Because with Sex in the City, people okay. are always like, are you a Carrie or are you a Charlotte?
Right.
And then both, like, a few of them were like, yeah, I think I'm a little Charlotte, even though she annoys me. And I'm like, yeah.
I love how Broad City, that's such a convention of New York shows to, like, talk about which Sex in the City character you are.
Yeah.
And Broad City did it in such a Broad City way.
Uh-huh.
Where, like, doesn't, I think, I forget the exact line, so I don't want to butcher it, but Abby's talking about, like, who's the promiscuous one from Sex in the City?
Samantha.
She's like, I'm such a Samantha, because it's like, yeah. like, oh, I've got a cyst on my ovary, and I need someone to F me so it'll pop. Like,
yeah.
Like,
such a Samantha.
It's like, yeah, Samantha mm-hmm. Jones.
Yeah.
yeah. And it's funny that he brings it up. Like, it was his show, his journey was to be uh-huh. at a trapeze school. It's just
like went, Carrie.
Yeah, it's so great. It's
and
so
I
good.
Watched that show, so I remember that. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes, Carrie, do it.
Yeah.
Find yourself. So the girls leave there. And they get up to they're like still looking for a bathroom. There's a sign that says men working. And Abby's talking about a porta potty, but Alana goes off on the oppression of women, and it's like another sign of where women can't be. And she's like, no, I'm gonna go into this porta potty.
Yeah.
So did you guys think whenever she was going in there that like they were tearing down the construction site?
Not at all.
No, that surprised me.
It came as a surprise to me too. I love the joke was the porta potty goes literally from like, you know, 2 yeah. feet over. Like, it's really, I don't know. It, yeah, it was a good gag to have in there.
Yeah, but that'd be so terrifying to get like lifted
oh.
in a porta potty.
No,
like, it's already terrifying to be
potty.
In the
yeah. I am in this is how I die.
Yes.
That's the whisper. This is how I die. Like, she's coming to like to the terms with being killed in a porta potty.
Yeah, but thankfully she doesn't die. Then she gets out of the porta potty. They like rejoice and they're sitting there having a good laugh about like, oh man, I almost died in a porta potty.
Yeah.
And then the truck that they're sitting on the end of starts moving, and Alana is stuck to the truck. So I was wondering, when the truck started going, like, why didn't Abby go get the bike?
Oh, man.
Because I was like, oh, yeah, get the bike, and you can chase it. We're going to have this, like, chase scene, but she just runs after it, and
that's
then stops
why I'm
it.
Such an Abby, is because I didn't think of that until you just mentioned
yeah,
it.
I didn't even, because they walked up to the construction site, so I wonder where the bike
the
even
bike
was.
The bike was sitting next to Ilana, or as she was sitting, like, waiting outside of the porta potty.
Yeah, it wouldn't have even clicked in my head. I would have been
yeah.
chasing a truck, too. I wouldn't have even thought about a bike.
But I guess, I don't know, maybe there's, like, time is of the essence, so
uh-huh.
you just gotta
yeah.
gotta go for it. But she stops the guy who's driving the truck, and he's watching porn.
Yeah. I have to say real quick, too, the shot of right before the second act break of Alana just on the truck,
uh-huh.
Shane, just hands out, was, like, probably one of the funniest things to me I've seen
yes.
in the show.
Yeah.
I watched it 4 times and, like, laughed every single
yes.
time.
Well, what's great, too, is that we just, like, had Abby go through this horrifying thing in a porta potty, and then you think, like, oh, right, and then you think, like, they're just gonna get up and go about their day, but then something happens to Alana, and it's just,
yeah.
like, it was great.
Yeah.
It was a great, like, thing to see, a good stunt. I mean, it looked
mm-hmm.
really great, and it was hilarious. It's
yeah.
funny.
Yeah. They make the stakes higher every
uh-huh.
time, which
for
is,
sure.
you know, something like an improv comedy and
yeah.
all, like, all storytelling. You, like, make the stakes higher
mm-hmm.
every moment. Like, this was okay, now we're good. No, you're not okay.
yeah.
There's,
yeah.
like, always a bigger problem. So they get the truck to stop. we get Ilana off of it, and they're like, you know what, let's go get you to a bathroom and get this chain off of you. And she already peed.
Right. Yeah. But it's sterile.
So. It's sterile. That was like, that sterile. Was so funny, because she's like, oh, she's like, it's going to be okay. It's going to dry. She's like, it's sterile.
Yeah.
So, it'd be like, so she's great. Like actually okay with it.
Yeah.
So then we finally get to the art gallery. So we go in, and it's a like what you kind of think of as a weird big art gallery. Yeah, we've got a shot of it here. and there's this guy who, what does he wear? What's his shirt say?
Was
it boy
shirt.
Bomb? Or his not shirt. His furry
you
chest.
You can argue it's a shirt. Like it's real, but it's surreal.
Yeah.
Like,
but then it's real again.
Yeah. Boy Bomb. Is that a thing I should know? Boy
I
bomb?
Don't know. I wasn't familiar with that, but it probably is a thing.
I didn't recognize the reference, but I'm assuming by the other art, he's supposed to be a walking piece. And he had something, what was he constantly hitting his hand? It's like a little bat or a cane or something.
He's just a bat.
This guy was serving up like a lot of like twirls with his little bat. Yeah, yes. It was good.
And then also in that art gallery, we had our second scrotum that I noticed. There might have been more.
Right. That should be a game. A drinking game was how many scrotums you spent in the first episode back.
How many scrotums are there? So we see that this is like an interesting kind of art gallery. And then we find their friend whose name is Maxanne.
Maxanne.
And we get to see her piece, right? Mm-hmm. So she's dressed weird, and she admits, she's like, they're like, oh, you look so good. She's like, oh, I feel ridiculous, but it's good to have a look. Like, so it's like a real kind of human response to that, like something that's relatable. And then we see her art piece, and it's like a big white canvas with a thumbprint on it.
Yeah.
We're like, oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And then when she tells us about it, she says, oh, I painted it with a feather, not the pointy part that you write with, the other part.
Right.
And it took her like 5 years to make.
Yeah. So funny.
Art.
That's
art.
How it works. Yeah. That's...
I guess. I don't know. Unless you like filmed that whole process. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be. I actually really liked it.
Yeah.
If I could say, yeah, I mean.
I thought it was cool.
I liked the piece, but like, I don't know.
The process, I mean, come on, 5 years. But
yeah.
Yeah, no, it was a cool piece, but the thing that happens to it. I mean, but those art shows, I mean, I've been to a few, and you just kind of look around, and you're like, am I supposed to understand what's going on? And that's what I felt like when you look at a gallery that they're in.
Yeah.
You're like, and I think they even mention it, like, I think I understand. Like, there's something, there's the address that you just don't understand at art shows. I don't understand anyway, I'm talking personally. Like, if I see something, I'm just like, so deep. Like, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Can I chime in and be snooty?
Please.
Yeah.
All right, so me being in art school, well, I went for basically an art degree, and one of the things one of my teachers was telling me, essentially about that, especially for like those paint splatter pieces that you see, I was curious about the same thing. I was like, why is it so great to so many artists? Like some people, they just absolutely love that stuff. And he was telling me that part of it is, one, sometimes it's aesthetically pleasing, but also it's the process that goes into it that's super interesting. So that's probably why she was talking about the whole five-year thing.
Oh, so that's what's going to sell to somebody. That's going to appeal to someone.
The time that went in. Okay.
All right. And then it also makes the payoff better when they ruin the piece.
Yes.
To know that so much went into it. But one of my favorite lines of the show, of, like this episode, was with Maxanne when she's like, oh, I recognize you from Abby's Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And Ilana is like so honored.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, thank you so much.
That means
like,
so much to me.
Yeah. So much to me. And it was so great. So, of course, something's got to go wrong. So they're having a good time. Maxanne is like, oh, you can be in this art gallery. Let me introduce you to someone. But some reason they're still fidgeting with this tag. But it's because I guess the art gallery person's going to come over and she wants to make a good impression. But like, as soon as she walked out of that store earlier, I knew that tag was going to ruin somebody's artwork.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it goes and it splatters and we see Ilana's got like blue all over her face. There's blue ink all over this like white painting. And the girl, Maxanne, is like, leave, go.
Yeah.
And I love that Abby's like, she's like, no. And she's like trying to wipe it off. And I'm like, I feel like I would do that. I'm like, oh, no, and I want to fix it.
Oh, so funny. And then, of course, Ilana can't escape because she's magnetically chained to the ball sack.
Yep.
It's just something that the show does. We've seen it so many times where it's like the slow exit and people, like it just keeps making it more awkward. But it's just like, this is a situation where I've never seen that before. I've literally never seen somebody magnetized to a brass set of...
So amazing.
Oh my gosh, it was so funny. So then they get out of there, and of course it's this like slow, awkward exit out of the art gallery. Yeah. And it's another time that poor Abby doesn't get what she wants. Like, yeah. She's so close to being something, but things just get in the way. So yeah. One day it'll come together. One but I day. Hope, like, the end of the series, so right. we have see more of this craziness happening. So then we have our fun, like, at the end of the episode, there's always, like, their fun twist on the day, yeah. like, how they end the day. And we have Abby come in with two bottles of lotion. She's like, let's do this. So then they have their montage of trying to get this chain yeah. off oh, of Alana. Gosh. What did you guys think of that?
Perfect physical comedy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just so great.
Yeah, the timing, the movements, the sounds that you're hearing, it's just so funny because you know that in Alana's head, it's just like, it's something, she's turning it sexual. And yeah. then in Abby's, it's like a practical thing. And so to see... I guess Alana kind of get what she's always wanted yeah, in a very yeah. weird
she's
way.
She's like, tell me this isn't sexual. She's like, dude, you're bleeding. She's like, ding, ding,
yeah.
ding, ding.
Yeah, you so good. It. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, man. Yeah, so that was episode 1-2 chains, even though there was just one chain.
I wondered if it was like the tag. Oh. It was like Abby was, that yeah, was her that metaphorical chain.
Kind I of. See, because it's yeah. surreal, but mm-hmm. it's real. But it's real. But it's surreal. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. So the second episode was co-op, which I thought was really fun as well. And so our intro part to this episode before the opening credits, they're talking about buttholes
yeah.
and how you can identify, if you could identify a butthole or identify your own butthole, and which I think is so great that they just out the gate are like, these are the girls that we are. Mm-hmm. We are people that talk about buttholes.
Right.
And we're also people that talk trash to children
yeah.
in a basketball game. Mm-hmm. Which oh I thought God. Was so funny.
I think Abby, I'm going to butcher this a bit, but she goes, the only way you're going to get to touch these boobs is if you feel them bouncing off your head after I slam dunk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just like such a terrible, I just love when Abby tries to like be a badass.
Uh-huh.
Because she's just so adorably bad at it.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I love you more for this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's so great.
And they just destroy them in this game. And then at the end, this is like the perfect example of Abby pushing it too far.
Yeah.
Is that she says something about like violating their mom and like it's like definitely too much. Mm-hmm. And then she pops their basketball.
Yeah.
And then all the kids are crying and they're like, oh wait, no, never mind.
4 and 3.
Perfect. I love yeah. that stuff. Like those kind of like that comedic timing
absolutely.
Is like yeah. always the best.
Absolutely, so yeah.
So in this episode, the big scheme is that they need to switch places because Alana she's part of a co-op. Uh-huh. She's buying vegetables very sexually. And yeah. she hasn't done her hours, which are like, it's just 6 hours.
Right.
But like yeah. that says so much about this character that she could not find 6 hours
yeah.
to be part of this, you know, this co-op's rules. And she seems to have known the rules because she's like, oh, we can't switch and... like, you have to be me. Like, I can't give my hours to somebody else. Because she's got a doctor's appointment to go to.
Yeah.
Which we find out later is, like,
yeah.
not as serious no. as it should be. But right. that's, like, the perfect thing that it needs to be. So she convinces Abby to switch with her. And they do, like, this training montage. Can you guys give me, like, your best Ilana's?
Man, I'm going to be as bad as Abby was trying to be Alana.
So great.
Yes, queen.
Oh, yeah. Yes, queen.
That's better.
Yeah. I got my yas done. Yes. I got to work on my queen.
Yeah. I love you, Abby. I mean, she's like making faces yeah, oh, and the stuff face, like yeah. that.
Pussy booch.
Yes. And then they make her switch clothes. And then I think my favorite part of that montage is that she's curling her hair with a carrot in her hot breath. Yeah. It was so great. Yeah, we've got a picture of Abby here dressed as Alana wearing that wonderfully ridiculous outfit, which I always think I'm like, man, she's like so hot. Like,
mm-hmm. They both are.
Like yeah. they're just awesome. I love them. And they look like real girls, but they're still like awesome.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, yes, I'd hit that. Yeah. So we've got a successful training montage happening, and then Abby comes in to the co-op and says, like, I'm here, rape culture sucks.
Totally something you would hear Alana say, yeah.
It's so
but, like,
great.
Just off enough that it's a terrible impression.
Yep. Right.
Like, it's so fun, because the funny thing is, I bet Abby, the actress, could nail Alana, mm-hmm. but what she has to do is be Abby, the actress, playing Abby, playing Alana.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's like, it's the perfect encapsulation of Abby trying to do Alana mm-hmm. and just not getting it, but getting close. Like,
yeah.
it's so great.
Yeah. She gets close, and then, like, I mean, these people had seen her before, had seen Alana, like, yeah. earlier that day. How would they...
Martha? Or was that...
Christy?
What did she call her?
She keeps calling her Martha.
It was, yeah, she's like, that's not my name. Yeah. It's not funny. Okay,
but, yeah.
yeah,
it's like, this is where Abby I could see it in the character's head that she's taking this as an opportunity to be as brash and like ridiculous as she's ever wanted to be, mm-hmm. which is maybe even too much for what Ilana usually does.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so it just like, it crashes and burns, but Abby meets a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The love story of Abby is so sad.
Every time.
Every time.
She's doomed.
But it's good for us, but really bad for her.
Yeah.
But yeah, she does. She meets a granola-loving man. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He's very co-op-y. I'll just say that.
They're
yeah.
filling the bulk bins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to say both of these episodes were written by Lucia. I can never say her last name right, but it starts with an A. It's
I
very Italian. And Paul Downs, who plays the trainer.
What's his name?
He's great.
Chad? Chad's
his character. Or is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
Paul Downs is his name, and they're a writing team, and I think their episodes are consistently my favorite, and it was fun to have them just with these two episodes right out the gate, because I think they're such a strong writing partnership.
Yeah, mm-hmm. totally. And then, like, you can see that there's really strong viewpoints, like, comedically, but it's still very clear, like, female strength.
Right.
But also not, like, pointedly that they're, oh, look at girls doing things.
Right.
Like, this could be boys, it could be girls, but they're, like, these characters are ridiculously amazing.
For sure.
You know? And I love that, like, it never gets into them hating each other.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
They still always end with, like, some, like, friendly love and, like, more than friendly love on Ilana's part.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Because she, like, wants to be with Abby. So
especially this season. That's one thing I've noticed is Ilana is... There's definitely much more of, like, a sexual attraction component in their friendship, but only on Ilana's side.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see that maybe come to a head and, like, see what happens.
How do you think they would go about that?
I have no idea. But it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. Well, then, like, speaking of Ilana, like, so she's going on her little doctor's appointment, but we find her, she's on a drive with Lincoln.
Yeah.
And Lincoln in his Lincoln Town car, which is a Prius.
Yeah.
Who is just so loving and, like, in the back seat has, like, brought her food to make her feel comfortable, but she wasn't hungry, so he got her a ginger blunt man.
Ginger blunt man, yeah.
Yeah. So it's great. It's really great. But he's nervous about something, and we don't quite know what it is yet. But we get Ilana over to the doctor's office, and it's just getting a shot.
Yeah.
And it's like a children's...
It's like, a pediatrician.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's totally like children's doctor.
Props to the actress playing the doctor.
She's great.
Yeah, really funny. It's also, I love another twist. Alana is so afraid of shots.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not what I would have expected as someone who's like very kinky and like into probably BDSM a little bit.
Yeah.
She can't get a shot.
Yeah.
But really proud of her HPV.
Yeah.
Very proud of her HPV.
She's surprised that she's avoided it this long.
Yeah. But then we have, so when they leave, we find out eventually what Lincoln was so nervous about.
Mm-hmm.
And so he breaks the news to her that he has slept with another woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that was interesting to me, like, how her reaction is, because they kind of slow rolled it, that because she is obviously very promiscuous and very open with the fact that she's promiscuous. And, like, whenever we first meet Lincoln and she's just, like, riding him while she's Skyping with Abby, like, back in season one, like, amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. But she's like, no, we can't be together, like... I'm free. I gotta do whatever I want. So when she started to have a meltdown, I was like, oh, does she, like, have deeper feelings than she lets on?
Yeah.
And what was amazing was, like, she did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was, like, they were deep feelings of appreciation and love for what Lincoln had done. Like, it wasn't like it was a neutral, like, that's fine, do your thing.
Uh-huh.
It was like a, you care so much about me that you would cheat on me with someone else and make our relationship more interesting.
Yeah.
Like, what a brilliant writing turn. And surprising, because I genuinely didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
And it was out of character for Lincoln, too, until, like, they kind of put that twist on it. Because at first I was like, I never would want him to cheat. Like, he just seems so loyal to her, and she can do whatever she wants. But when Lincoln does it, I'm like, no, that doesn't seem right. But then when she puts that twist, I'm like, oh, in Broad City Universe, it totally makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, because she has her mouth. She's, like, ripping plants out of the ground. She climbs the tree.
Yeah.
And then she jumps onto the hood of the car, and then Lincoln starts to dial 911, because you can see, like, oh no, like, is it going to really go really bad? And then he says, oh, it took a while to get that to that reaction. So that, to me, implies that this has happened before.
Yeah.
Like, this is typical, and he knows that she gets off on it, because she's like, oh, that was so hot. Great, thank you.
Yeah.
And then she hops in the window and kisses his penis.
That was a good, I like that. That was fun.
So funny. Yeah, so then we get them... back together. Ilana gets back to the co-op, and the guy, granola guy, is like, oh, I want to meet your friend, because now he's fallen in love with the concept of real Abby.
Right.
And, of course, Ilana's not going to... She's, like, worse impersonator than what Abby was.
So... Alana's Abby impression was even funnier than Abby's Alana impression because it was so bad.
Yeah.
Like, it was just so bad.
Yeah.
But you wonder, is that how Alana sees Abby?
I know.
Or is, I mean, was she just, like, sabotaging her? But I don't, I mean, it's just, I've been waiting for an episode for these two to, like, do kind of the life swap thing. I didn't know how it was going to happen. And when I saw the premise, I was like, oh my gosh, like, it's happening.
Yeah.
And to see them do, for lack of a better word, like, do impressions of each other. It was, it's so great.
Yeah. And then, of course, they get outed.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You know, because Abby is like, no, wait, no, it is, I am Abby. And in that confession, turns the guy away because he's like, this is a safe place. This is a place of trust.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've never been part of a co-op. I don't even think I've been in one.
Right.
But I was like, oh.
I don't feel like it's as LA as it is New York. I mean, I might be wrong about that, but...
I'm trying... I mean, I know there's a big one on the west side.
Yeah.
But I've never been inside. I don't know anything about them.
We'll have to go check it out, Jamie. Yeah. We both live on the west side, yeah. So...
Oh, okay. We'll go do some investigative research.
Report back. Yeah. Report back. See if the meals give you, like, the most flawless shits ever.
Yeah.
Long live lives.
Yeah.
Because, of course, after it all goes to hell, mm-hmm. and they're banned from every single organic health, Whole Foods, whatever.
Yes. And those, like, people, like... The nugget in there was that she's like, yes, we're all connected. All the co-ops are connected. And we know the security at Whole Foods.
I know. And she's like, enjoy your short-lived lives as your bodies decay.
I love this character where it's just like she thinks she's going to live for 4,000 years because she's a co-op person.
Yeah.
It's just so fun.
She's
like,
are you breastfeeding? She's like, yes.
My fertility in my 50s, yes.
It's so great. So then the girls at the end, of course, are like together on the couch back at home talking about like, it's fine, essentially. And then like we end with this good, positive, like best friend kind of feeling, you know?
Yeah,
and you just like,
always.
You always leave feeling good at the end of an episode of Broad City.
For sure.
You know, because they're good people. And you want to be good people, even though they're ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They're the best. Big old hearts.
They're great. They're great. So do you guys have any more thoughts on the first two episodes of season three?
Yeah, we're off to a great start. Mm-hmm. If the season's this good consistently, I'm psyched. I was saying earlier, we've seen their characters evolve a bit. So, like, I was saying, I feel like Alana, there's, like, a bit more of a sexual component between her and Abby, which has been fun to see. I'm wondering if that's going to evolve. And I feel like they've pushed Alana's, like, self-aware open-mindedness further. And it's been, there's been so many times that Alana's made, like, these really heartfelt, kind of earnest recognitions of, like, poverty, like her character would. But it's just so ridiculous. And, like, it's such a spot-on parody of, like, millennials.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I love that Broad City isn't afraid to poke fun at that culture.
Yeah.
Because it also embraces that culture at the same time.
Right.
So it's just been fun. Like, when Abby runs in and goes, like, screw rape culture. What is she saying?
Yeah. She's like, rape culture sucks.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's just such a funny way that Abby sees Alana in the same way we do.
Uh-huh.
So they've evolved in a great way, I think.
They really have.
It's true, but it's like, what are they going to do about it? Like, they'll bring up the issue, but they're not going to do anything themselves about it. But
right.
I mean, the first two, it's a strong start, and I said it before, like, if you didn't know this show and you decided to just hop in on season three, episode one, you would know the show after that first episode. I think that they've been consistently strong in, like, showing their characters and just building these people who we, like, love now. But if you were to just hop in and just be like, okay, maybe I'm gonna give it a shot, this would be like it would be a strong start.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, yeah. I think that's really good for them coming into their third season to have that kind of an intro, because at this point, people who aren't already fans, maybe you're like, oh, I've heard about this show, let me watch it, and you could jump in at the beginning of this season.
Right.
And be fine.
Yeah.
You know, and then you would be enticed to go back and watch the rest and see what all that was about. So,
right.
I love it. I'm feeling good about it. Let's do predictions.
Yes.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, let's start with you, Jeff.
So, it's interesting. I'm kind of torn on something about Broad City. And that's, I sort of want to see Abby and Alana, like, have a fight. But I also don't, because one of the things that makes this show so special is that they never get on each other's nerves. But I think it could make for a fun episode to see them really piss each other off.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's going to happen. It's just something I'd be curious to see, I think. But then it might happen and I might be upset because...
Be like, no, we were doing so well.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about that? I'd love to hear...
That would really bum me out, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it would be... I mean, there are sitcoms that do serious episodes, but for these two girls, I wouldn't want them
to... Well, I wouldn't want it to be serious, but like I would want it to be like Abby didn't... Or like Alana... It's just something that's grounded in ridiculousness.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Some kind of conflict. So.
Yeah.
And kind
of
see how they deal with it separately from each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I guess of course, they need to come back together because they're so codependent. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Because even when Abby, all that stuff went with her dentist appointment and like when she was drugged up and because of negligence,
right.
You know, she still in the end wasn't like super mad about it.
No.
I don't want it to last more than an episode.
Okay.
But I don't know. And I'm still torn on that thought. But...
I see where you're coming from. For me, you can't tell where this show's going. Like, that's kind of the joy of it. I don't know what they're doing next week. Like, I have no idea. I do think that the show's getting maybe bigger, and I'm kind of hoping that we see, like, bigger cameos coming in. Like, mm-hmm. I would love to see... I mean, we saw Amy Poehler in there before, mm-hmm. and it's just those people that you recognize that they're... I want them to pull in, like, some big guns for, like... I know we've seen the parents, but I want to see, like, maybe a cousin or a sister. I don't know, mm-hmm. somebody in there that we could just be like... Wow, they attracted this person. And then I'm kind of hoping that we get more workplace stuff. Because when we see Abby at the gym, I think that's some of her strongest.
Yes.
Like, some of the jokes that are there are so great.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping, and even Alana at the, like a Groupon type place where it's sales and she's so not motivated.
Yeah.
It just gives us some really good, like, content to look. So I'm hoping that we see more of the workplace jokes.
Yeah, I agree. And that, like what you were saying about bringing in big guns for other characters that are significant to the girls, I would love to just see more about their backstory and like figure out like how did they meet or you know like, because was it in school, like do we exactly know? I don't think we know yet.
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
Yeah, I would love to like get that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like maybe a flashback episode.
That would be
fun to see who they would cast as younger Abby and Alana. Uh-huh. Unless they could use them again.
Yeah.
But it can be really funny in shows like sometimes they'll have young Tina Fey and 30 Rock and it's mm-hmm. a different actress and it's just so funny to see like who they pick and why. And...
Yeah.
Can I bring up Abby's bangs? I like her look right now.
Yeah.
Sorry, that just was out of nowhere, she looks really good. Like, I don't know.
They look
just,
so
it came
good.
Out of nowhere, but I wanted to talk
bring
about
it up. That's what the show's for.
Okay, yeah.
No, we could totally talk about the bangs.
Yeah.
The bangs are
they look good
to the side and they look good.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. So this was an awesome recap with
you
guys. Yes. I love talking about Broad City with other people that love the show as well. Let's find out where we can find you all on social media.
I'll go for it.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. Jeffrey C. Graham on Twitter and Jeffrey Crane Graham on Instagram. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys. I'm Jay Ellis, and I'm on Twitter at @still_jealous and then Instagram at @don't_be_jealous.
And I am Mary Lou Mandel. You can find me on all social media at Mary Lou Mandel, MariLouMandl. Make sure you subscribe to AfterBuzz TV on YouTube, also on iTunes. Download the episodes, give us 5 stars, and we will see you in 2 weeks.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.